Oh. So you think I recorded this just for you, huh? That's cute. Really, it is. The way you're sitting there, hanging on to every word, thinking this is about you? Adorable. Let me set the record straight. This is for me. I'm not here to cuddle on your ego or stroke that little fantasy you've got running in your head. I'm here to watch you squirm. You're trying so hard to keep it together, aren't you? Clenching your jaw, pretending like I don't really own that tiny shred of composure you have left. It's pathetic. And delicious. The audacity to ask me, "Do you enjoy knowing men come while listening to your voice, miss?" Wow. Or do you think I listen to your voice because I need to get off and want to role play with you? Why would I touch my pussy when I listen to your voice? Did you think I'd be your good little girl? Please. Call me that. Go ahead. I dare you. You like that? You love the way I get under your skin, the way I leave you hanging, begging for more. Don't lie to yourself. You know I've got you exactly where I want you. Look at you, so desperate, clinging that I'll give you just a little more. But why should I? You don't deserve it. Not yet, anyway. Maybe, if you prove yourself. Maybe, if you can handle the fire without completely crumbling under it. Then I might give you what you're aching for. Or maybe I won't. Guess you'll just have to wait and see. But let me be clear, sweetheart. This isn't about you. This is about me having fun. About me pulling the strings and watching you dance for me. And oh, you do it so well. Pathetic, really. The way you crave this, the way you eat up every word like it's the last thing you'll ever hear. Do you even know what you look like right now? No, you don't. But I do. And trust me, it's quite the sight. Now, sit back. Keep quiet. And take it. Like the good little listener you are. I'll decide when we're done. Until then, you're all mine. And that voice of yours. Don't think I didn't hear it. That weak, trembling little thing you call a voice. Oh, it's adorable how hard you try to sound confident, like you actually have a chance at matching me. But, sweetheart, let me save you the trouble. You don't. Your voice cracks like you're some lovesick puppy. It's almost painful to listen to. Almost. But mostly, it's just pathetic. I know why you record your voice. You're looking for a victim to control. And you thought I'm your next? Me? No. You can eat the beast. I'm going to eat you up with my voice. You can barely string two words together without choking on your own nerves. What's the matter, baby? Cat got your tongue? Maybe you think that deep tone makes you sound sexy and daddable. Hate to break it to you, sweetheart. It doesn't. Your voice is a bad imitation of someone who actually knows how to control. Spoiler alert, you're not him. You should thank me, honestly. I'm giving you the attention you could never get on your own. No one wants to hear that voice fumbling through a conversation. But me? I'm generous. I'll listen just long enough to enjoy tearing it apart. Listen, here's what we're going to do. You're going to shut up. Don't even think about using the pitiful excuse for a monotone voice of yours. Just listen. I can show you how it's done. See? It's easier when you just let me take control. When you keep that shaky little voice of yours to yourself and let someone with actual presence handle things. The less you speak, the less secondhand embarrassment I have to endure. Oh, but don't look so defeated. I mean, you should be used to this by now, shouldn't you? Always trying, always falling short. It's practically your specialty, that voice of yours. It's a reminder that you'll never measure up. No matter how hard you try, you'll never be like me. And the worst part? You like this. Keep listening, soaking in every insult. And you're loving it, aren't you? You're so predictable. Trying to get off from my little moans. So pathetic. Don't worry. Who am I to judge? If you ask me one more time, do I enjoy it when I know someone come while listening to my voice? I enjoy that. But it doesn't make me more or less. Not even horny. The thought of you stroking your cock means nothing to me. You can do whatever you want while listening to my voice. Look at yourself, trembling little mess, desperate for scraps of attention from someone who wouldn't even notice you if I weren't in the mood to toy with you. In case you wanna DM me after this audio, let me tell you something. I closed that damn DM a long time ago. You can't even add me in Discord. Because I know you want to be sexual with me. Playing in private chat. Or if you are lucky, you thought you could call me and hear my voice. That is only for you. Keep that thought to yourself. No one can get that far with me. And that's what you are. Nothing but my entertainment. A plaything. And when I'm done, you'll sit there, humiliated, aching for more, and you will wait. Because deep down, you know it doesn't matter how pitiful you are. I own you. Now, go on. Sulk like the sad little thing you are. Maybe if you're lucky, I'll let you come for me again sometime. Or maybe not. Either way, you're nothing without me.